Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb D, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We talk the introduction, we talk the letter itself, a couple of different lessons. We're up to lesson number 8, looking at the phrase, Kisitein elibcha tamid, ma'ayin basu ul'ana taholech, v'sha'ata rima v'soleya b'chayecha, v'af ki b'moscha. That's very similar to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that talks about know what is above you, then there's an ear that hears, an eye that sees, and all your deeds are written in a book for a person to realize how not to sin or how to thwart himself from sinning too often by using those three methods. So here in this letter, the fear of God will intensify in your heart, the phrase explains, for you will always be aware from where you have come and to where you are destined to go. You will realize that in life you are as frail as the maggot or the worm, all the more so in death. Also tries to put things in perspective for us, realizing that the world here is very transitory, very transient, and it's only hopefully 120 years, which is really the blink of an eye for Hashem, and throughout all of time, 120 years is really not a lot of time. This statement is based on the Mishnah Avos that we were talking about, 3:1, which gives the three deterrents to sin. It comes from Akavya ben Mahalal, who said, consider the three things you will not come fall into the grip of sin. Know from where you come, to where you are going, and before whom you are destined to be judged and called to account. Mesillas Yesharim also explains, again, this is a letter for the ages from art school, written by Rabbi Avram Chaim Furrier. The commentary and the insights are by him. Wonderful things. We try to go through a lot of the comments, not always every comment, throughout each lesson. So Mesillas Yesharim also explains, all of the above thoughts counteract pride and promote humility. When a man ponders his earthly nature and lowly beginnings, he sees little reason to feel proud. Man's position is similar to that of a swineherd who has attained lordship. As long as he remembers his early days, will it be impossible for him to become arrogant. If he remembers his early days, when he was wallowing in the mud, when he was dirtying himself and running around, mucking around, making everything dirty, that's how he could keep the ability to be not arrogant, the ability to be humble, the ability to fill himself with humility. The source of humility is alluded to also in Avos. Avos is a wonderful sefer. We have a whole show about that, the PAL. But in Avos 4:4, Rabbi Levitas of Yavne said, be exceedingly humble in spirit, for the anticipated end of mortal man is the worm. It's hard for someone to cast off the illusion that he will live forever, yet to the extent that he succeeds, he will attain humility. Rabbi Foyer brings down a wonderful story, very, very good story about perspective, about figuring out your place in the world and how you're really only a small, minute portion of the world. Look at what one of the members of the fabulously wealthy Rothschild family did. Some of the members of the fabulously wealthy Rothschild family were known for their piety. One of the Rothschilds would disappear from his bank office every day at noon and return after an hour's absence for years. No one knew where he went until finally a curious clerk followed Rothschild's carriage on its daily drive outside the city limits. When the carriage reached the Jewish cemetery, Rothschild emerged. To the astonishment of the clerk, the wealthy man had emerged, and he discarded his customary frock coat and silk top hat. Instead, was wearing tachrichim, the white shrouds, the simple shrouds, the pure, pristine shrouds of the dead. Rothschild stepped down into an open grave and lay down flat and motionless for a long period, repeating over and over again the words of Rabbi Levitas, be exceedingly humble in spirit, for the anticipated end of mortal man is the worm. Rav Mordechai Gifter would go around and to walk around Yerushalayim. The author explains that he was his father-in-law. After he visited the grave sites on Har HaZeisim, he explained of mystical texts which write that preparing one's burial place in one's lifetime is considered meritorious and helps one secure a longer life in the heavenly accounting. Indeed, when death starts to become a tangible reality, one is more likely to improve the spiritual quality of his days and thus merit long life. by preparing for the future, hoping that you have 120 years, but preparing for the end of days, hopefully it gives you more fuller days and more richer days until the end of life, hopefully after 120 years. The Talmud points out in Brachos, a person should seize every opportunity to do battle with his evil inclination. If he triumphs, all is well. Yet if he at first fails, he should engage in vigorous Torah study. If this subdues his desire for evil, all is well. Yet if it does not, let him then recite the Shema, the credo of the Jewish faith. If he then succeeds, all is well. But if he does not, as a last result, let him picture the day of death. The vision will undoubtedly destroy evil's allure. Also the famous pasuk, Sheva Yipal Tzadik V'Kam, even if a person keeps falling, they get themselves back up, they dust themselves off, and they gotta keep trying, because you get knocked down, you have to get back up again and again every day. The Talmud also teaches in Brachos of a certain chassid, who on Rosh Hashanah Eve gave a precious coin to a beggar. The year before had been one of severe famine and poverty. The chassid's wife felt her husband should have kept the coin for his own needs. They quarreled over the incident and the chassid became angry. That night, he inexplicably left his home to spend the night of Rosh Hashanah sleeping in the local graveyard. Rabbi Saul Salanter explains in Or Yisrael that the chassid recognized that his anger represented a shortcoming in his character. The genuinely humble person accepts life's unpleasantries with serenity. Thus, the chassid felt unprepared to be examined by Hashem, by the Almighty, on the morrow, the day of judgment, while still harboring such a serious flaw in his nature. Hence, he slept in the cemetery to overwhelm his pride quickly. Nothing so wholly convinces a man of his own frailty as contemplating his inevitable mortality. We should keep in mind that we only have certain number of years on this earth. We only have such a short, temporal, transient existence. If we realize we're only given X amount of years, we realize we're just a speck of dust in the time frame of life, that we're really not that special, that we really only are given life for a certain amount of time to do good things, hopefully that'll keep us humble. Hopefully that'll keep things in perspective. Hopefully that'll keep us using our time wisely, doing mitzvahs, doing chesed, doing good things, and keeping our pride in check. Join us next time as we talk the next phrase all about the sense of humility, reminding of ourselves about who we will be called for judgment in front of here on the BTL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.